Hey, it's John Saboa, Far East Adventure Travel. I hope you're enjoying the podcast and find it not only a good source for travel information, but inspiration for your next adventure in Asia. You know, I rely on public support from listeners just like you. Consider becoming a patron of the podcast and my content creation for as little as $1 a month. Visit my Patreon page in the show notes to find out more.
Been moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayamvunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now.
I am up at 3:30 in the morning to go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India.
And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Saboa, and this is Far East Adventure Travel.
Hey, replay viewers, welcome to Okinawa, Japan. This is Naha City, and this is the giant Makishi Market, cover market. We're going to check out the goods here. Hey, it's John Saboa, and if you want to help me out, I'm still trying to get the rest of the funds together. We're getting very close for the surgery bill, and I want to thank everybody for helping me out during this kind of challenging time getting my eye surgery done. There's two links in my Periscope profile if you want to donate. Any donation, any size donation is most appreciated. Absolutely. I'm super grateful. So thank you so much. And the eye's getting better. Hi. Had to do, good morning. Haven't shaved. I forgot my razor. I'm still kind of like, it's still a little bit closed. I noticed I was watching a replay yesterday. Well, thank you, Michael. It's great to be here. I love Japan. It's still kind of, I can see it's still kind of a little bit shut. No more patch. I just wear it at night just for a couple more weeks. And, the eye's getting a little bit better, but I have to be very careful with it. I've got three eye drops that I drop in four times a day. And I know, I'm in Japan. Yeah, just it's actually a short flight. It's not very far. It's like an hour and a half flight. No, I know. It was just a last minute thing. I had to make a trip, and I just wanted to do a short trip. I've been meaning to come to Okinawa for a while. Thank you, Clever Gnome. Thanks so much. Hey, Selena. Hi. Yeah. It's very close. Yeah, it's only an hour and a half. And so I thought I'd check out this part of Japan. It'd be kind of cool. Look for some blue bananas. No, I don't know if I can help you out there. I am. I'm on the remote islands in the southernmost point of Japan, which actually wasn't even part of Japan until the 20th, late 19th century. Okinawa was its own nation. It is. It's like the Hawaii of Japan. It's like the Hawaii of Japan. Naha City, yeah. And this is on the main island of Okinawa. This is on the main island. So I'm just here for a couple days. I'm here tomorrow, then I leave Thursday morning. So just a quick little trip, just to scope things out. I'll be back again. But I want to thank everybody again for their appreciation. And people got jackets on. Yeah, it's a little cooler here. It's about 20 Celsius right now. Yeah, it was 6,000 NT return, so about $215, something like that. It's pretty cheap. A lot of Taiwanese come here for family vacations and stuff, and this time of year it's a little bit cheaper because it's not high season, so the beaches you got to yourself right now, but the water isn't as warm. But in the summertime I think it's pretty crowded here with Japanese tourists and Taiwanese and everybody else from around Asia like to come here. And so let's walk around the market. What do you think? Thanks. Can you share the broadcast out? Airbnb. I used Airbnb this time. I think Airbnb is a good choice for Japan. This is the giant covered market here. They've got lots of things now. Sometimes the shopkeepers in Japan are a little more, they don't like the photograph and filming type stuff. So I'm just going to be a little bit cautious here. Yes, there's U.S. naval presence here. It's 20,000 civilian, non-civilian people here that are connected with the base. Your cousin's at the military base in Okinawa, yeah. Yeah, so it's quite a big presence here still, but they're apparently they're fairly low key, and you know, kind of controversial. Some stuff's happened, you know, the last 20 years here. It's been kind of controversial. Hello, hey, Jay Boy, hi, hi, thank you. What do you have here? Oh, I will try. Thank you so much. Arigato. Oh, and you have pineapple cakes. Of course, pineapple. Delicious. Arigato. You got another grandson in Okinawa. Great. We're just sampling stuff here. Yeah, people are pretty friendly. You're welcome. Thanks for watching. Sea grapes. Okay, I'll try the sea grapes. Thanks. I love all the Japanese packaging. Like, I love, it's just like artwork. Yeah, Marines, and also, yeah, Marines, they have air base here as well. Pretty big presence, yeah. Pretty big presence. It was part of the treaty that they worked out with Japan, and when they handed Okinawa Prefecture back to Japan in 1972, that was part of the deal, was to keep the presence here. Canadian military in Japan? No. Look at this. These look good. This is like mochi, it looks like. But they have Okinawan cookies. Yeah, there's lots of Okinawan specialties here. They sell them in Taiwan. They always have these stands in the department stores where they sell all of the Okinawan treats, like little cookies and different things. And they always have Orion beer. They always have six packs of Orion beer. Hey, welcome. Okinawa, yeah, there's lots of different islands here. Shinsuko. Hey, hi. Yes, there's many, many, many islands here. I mean, one of the most famous is Iwo Jima, but I don't know anything about it. I mean, there a lot of these islands are remote, they take a while to get out to by boat. I'm well, thanks for watching. Could you guys share the broadcast out? Just tap the three dots in the bottom right corner and share. That would be so awesome. This is the beer of Okinawa, Orion beer. Have you ever had Orion beer? It's good. I had three glasses last night. I do drink beer. There was $2 a glass. They were like kind of like small pints. It looked like a pint glass, but it wasn't a full pint. But it was, well, 200 yen. So I guess about $2. I'm featured? Oh, that's great. Thanks. That's awesome. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for letting me know. Well, of course, I always joke with, I always kind of throw these little remarks in to Periscope sometimes about, well, you know, if I was in Japan, I'd always be featured, you know? So, and maybe they're just doing that to bug me. But no, Japan's great. I mean, people love Japan. People have a real big interest in Japan. Is there any scam artists in Okinawa? I'm not too familiar with the scams here. But, I mean, there's a lot of tourists here, so probably. So, anyways, I always joke about, you know, I'm going to be rich and famous if I scope in Japan. So, here we go. I'm usually in Taiwan, and I also travel around Southeast Asia. Hey, hi. And everybody knows, like, I think everybody's used to streamers here now, people doing YouTube videos and stuff, so lots of people wave and say hi and stuff like that. Yeah, the patch is off. The eye doesn't look normal, does it? It looks like I'm winking, kind of almost winking all the time. I hope it goes back to normal. I'm not going to Tokyo. I'm not on this trip. I'm just in Okinawa. I'm just here for a couple days. Can I make money on this? If you give me some money, I can. I didn't make any money. People helped me out for my surgery. But you can. I can always make money. You can always donate to my fund. Hello from the North Pole. Sure. Oh, thanks. Appreciate that. No, it's 11:35 here. That's great. That's really nice. That's super nice. Great. I'm glad. Well, it's Japan. You know, you get featured when you're in Japan. That's great. Thanks, everybody. Welcome. I'm usually in Taiwan. I do a lot of stuff in Taiwan, scoping in Taiwan, and YouTube in Taiwan. I have a YouTube channel in my Periscope profile if you want to check it out, and I have a podcast in Apple Podcasts in the iTunes store. I have two podcasts. If you want to check those out, I'm going to be in central Taiwan next Monday. I haven't eaten much here yet. Lots of questions. I can't answer them all. I don't know much about the Night District either. Okinawan soba. I had some fried Okinawan soba last night. It was really delicious. Just some stir-fried. Sushi. I'm a sushi freak, so I will get some sushi at some point here for sure, and some more soba, because Okinawa is very well known for the soba here. So, and I love soba, so I will definitely eat some more soba. I love Japanese food too. I do. Anyways, so I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check that out. And I'll be in central Taiwan next Monday and Tuesday. So hopefully I'll be giving you some scopes from somewhere a little bit different. It's like a noodle, like a wheat noodle. I think they use buckwheat. Let's check out the goodies here. Yeah, it's a little more, it's definitely more expensive than Southeast Asia and Taiwan. Absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. But, you know, like transportation's like 3-4 times the price in Taiwan. And I haven't been here long enough to know anything about the theater entertainment. But yeah, I will try this fresh seafood here. These are all like the different snacks and stuff because there'll be a lot of tourists come to Okinawa. So they like to buy lots of snacks. I can smell smoked fish right now. It smells really good. But they have all kinds of cookies and things like that as well. Special treats, sweets and cookies and stuff like that here. I was wanting to get up to the, thank you so much, I appreciate that. I was wanting to get up to the aquarium as well, but it's a bit of a challenge to get a bus ticket to get up there, but I'm going to try to go to the big, huge aquarium tomorrow. So if you're not already following me, give me a follow, and you'll get the notifications if I head up there. It's one of the biggest aquariums in the world, one of the best aquariums in the world, NTDN, I'm not quite sure. Okay, I'll check that out. This is the fruit, local fruit, some local fruit here. Pineapples, of course. Definitely the prices are more expensive than in Taiwan, but the cost of living is higher here as well, so. And wages would be a lot higher here as well, so. Is it awesome? Yeah, well, I would definitely like to check that out if I can. It's like a 2-hour bus ride up there. It's probably better if you have a car, but I can't rent a car right now, so. I'm just checking out the snacks here. I love the packaging in Japan, and I got to get some Kit Kats while I'm here. They have a purple potato Kit Kat that I want to try. So they have, like, in Japan, they have all kinds of different flavors of Kit Kat. Really interesting flavors, like wasabi, cough medicine, like really crazy stuff. One eye driving, not good. Well, I have vision in my left eye. It's just blurry. No, nobody says that. Nobody says a boot in Canada. That's a joke. I don't know where that came from. No, but I've never heard a Canadian say that. Yes, we say a. Of course, we say a. Nobody's going to deny that. But nobody says a boot in Canada. I don't know where that came from. That is a total joke. Nobody says that. I love all these little cookies and snacks and things. I love the packaging. Just makes you want to buy it all and eat everything. We're just checking out all the beautiful little tasty packaging and snacks here. Look at this stuff. Lots of cookies. They make lots of cookies. Well, cookies pack well. Japanese fruit is really delicious. It's expensive. I find more expensive than, like, say, other places in Taiwan or Southeast Asia. But it is very delicious, yes. Absolutely, I agree with you. The oranges are amazing. The mandarin oranges, oh, my God, they're so good. This is like mango, some mango-flavored stuff. Lots of tourists come here. Oh, the lazy egg has even got some snacks. It's a bright, sunny day here in Naha and Okinawa today. About 20 Celsius, 55% humidity. And they have restaurants upstairs apparently as well, but I haven't checked it out. I've noticed lots of Hawaiian shirts here. And of course, the beer of Okinawa, Orion beer. Those are great shirts. Purple sweet potatoes, yeah. So they have the Kit Kat, purple sweet potato Kit Kats here. Oh, these are fritters. I saw these earlier. Oh, these look so good. Oh, my God. I should get one. They have sesame, yummy, pumpkin, caramel, 60 yen. I love Chipotle. Oh, these look good. I think I'll have to get one. I'm going to eat too much sweet stuff if I'm here. Pineapple and banana. We're just going to mosey around. No, I can't read any Japanese, no. And I feel totally lost here because I know some Chinese, so I can kind of function, half function in Taiwan, but here I literally know like three or four words in Japanese. No, I don't see any egg rolls. There's English-speaking people here. I mean, there's lots of expats here. You know, there are some local people that speak English, but they typically don't widely speak English in Japan. You lived in Okinawa in 1983. Well, cool. I'm getting some people coming on saying, yeah, I was stationed there in 87. I lived there in 83. That's really cool. I'm glad. I hope I can show you a few things. I might head up to the castle later today and check that out. You were in the service too? Okay, I had another guy that was in the service here in 87 that was watching last night. That's really cool. And if you keep walking out here, we get to the Kokusai Dori, which is the main kind of shopping or tourist area of Naha here. Naha is kind of where a lot of sites are. It's central on the main island here in Okinawa. Is that right? That's great. That's a great story. Getting your diver's license and karaoke. Cool. And, you know, my friend was telling me that they say this is the friendliest place in Japan. These are the friendliest people in Japan. In Okinawa. Well, I don't know where that is. You can tweet me a message and I'll check it out. I don't have a lot of time here, you know. I'm just here just all day today and tomorrow, and then I'm gone. So if I do the aquarium thing, it's going to take up most of the day because traveling time is like 2 hours each way. So, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to get a bus ticket to go up there. So if I can't do the aquarium, I'll just hang out here and do a few more things around here. Yeah, I think it's a little more, and somebody told me too, it's a little more, they kind of do things their own way here a little bit more. Although you wouldn't know that by the customs immigration officer last night. They asked somebody questions. Where are you from? Where are you going? Where have you been? Where are you going after this? What are you going to do after that? Most questions I've been asked in like 3 years from anybody in customs or immigration. But that's Japan. In a friendly way. The guy was very friendly. Very, very friendly. But lots of questions. Like, you go to Malaysia, it's just fingerprints, picture, boom, you're done. Go anywhere else, it's just, give me your money, here's your visa, go through, that's it. They absolutely do. You're absolutely right. They have everything's very orderly and systematic, and there's a place and a time for everything, and that's just the way it is here, and it works. Well, there's lots of people outside. It's Tuesday. It's not exactly busy season here. But you're right. You know, like, you know, I know people, like, people that their grandparents remember the Japanese era in Taiwan, and some of them miss it because they liked that order. They knew what to expect when they go out in public and the way people would act or people were supposed to behave or do things a certain way. So people do, a lot of people do like that. Well, I try to broadcast every day. Camp Courtney in the middle of the island. Oh, that's cool. Nice. This is like a snack, fruit bar, smoothies here. Blue Seal ice cream. You know lots, man. You know lots about Okinawa. Well, I don't eat dairy products. I try to stay away from dairy products. So if I can find something made with soy, I'll try it. That's why I like Thailand, because they have a lot of coconut ice cream in Thailand. And in Hanoi, I found a couple places that did coconut ice cream that were really nice. But I don't eat dairy, so I try to stay away from dairy. It's too bad because there are lots of things. This is a sweet potatoes. Like somebody was saying, like they specialize in sweet purple potatoes here. So they have all kinds of snacks and treats. Yeah, well, you can still hear I heard a jet this morning. The jets are still roaring over here. Chad and Jeter, hello. Yeah, you're in Vancouver now, but you're from here. Oh, cool. Yeah, we've definitely switched places. Yeah, I don't know. I think they like the dairy ice cream here in Japan. I think they're really big on that, just like Taiwan. Taiwan, it's mostly dairy. It's very similar. You can get all the matcha ice cream and stuff like that. Hi, welcome to Okinawa. I think this is, we'll walk around here too, walk around a little bit of this Kokusai-dori. $1,500 is about $15 American. I think it's expensive to live here, yeah. I mean, Japan overall is more expensive. I didn't hurt it. I had a retinal detachment. It's pretty serious. Ailment. You can lose your sight. So I'm always stressing now, people, get your eyes checked all the time, especially if you're nearsighted like me. I'm going to try to go to Shuri Castle later, yeah. Shuri Castle was mostly destroyed during World War II. Actually, this whole island was almost flattened, basically. So most everything here is built after World War II. There are still a few, I think there's still maybe a few villages left or remnants of villages around here, and you see the odd home around here that is one of the older style homes. But most everything was flattened here during World War II. So Shuri Castle, a lot of it was destroyed, but a lot of the wall is still in place. So they rebuilt it in 1992. So yeah, I'll probably check that out later. You guys want to walk around? Let's walk around. There's lots of people around here. Let's check it out. Maybe we'll bump into some people. There's lots of friendly Okinawans here too, local people. And of course, you know, I walked to get some breakfast this morning, and you know, it's so Japan, ubiquitous vending machines. Vending machines everywhere you turn. Vending machines. With everything. I'm in Naha. Yeah, this is where I'm staying. I'm maybe about 6 minutes away. I'm just in a guest house here, a hostel. This is Kokusai-dori. This is the main sort of tourist section of Naha here in Okinawa. Let's walk around here. I didn't go down here. Let's check this out. Yakisoba. Yeah, I had some fried soba last night, which was quite good. Wasn't anything super special. Snorkel every weekend. Well, the waters are crystal clear here. The waters are absolutely crystal clear. So the Okinawa is really known for really good snorkeling and diving. Yeah, and mild currents. So I think it's probably, even though we're further north than Taiwan, it's a little drier and maybe a little bit warmer here because of the currents. So thanks for watching, John Sabo. I'm a scoper and live streamer and YouTuber, and I'm based in Asia. I'm usually in Taiwan. But right now, for the next couple of days, I'm in Okinawa, Japan. And this was only a part of Japan the turn of the 20th century or late 19th century became part of Japan. Well, I think they have lots of business here. I mean, I think there's lots of tourism here. Lots of Chinese tourists love coming to Okinawa, and Taiwanese as well. Hello, Montreal. So there's lots of tourism here. And local, like Japanese tourists, lots of Japanese tourists come here as well. Oh, that sounds like Jeff Goldblum. I've never heard that before. You know, I was supposed to go to Shanghai, was it last year or the year before? And I got messed up with the visa rules and the temporary visas and stuff like that. So I got shut out of Shanghai last time I was there. But now, you know, you can, thank you, thanks. It was the first swag I've ever gotten from Periscope. So things are looking up, you know, things are looking up. You can stay for 144 hours now, depending on which country you're from, in Shanghai or a few other tier one cities in China now, without having to get a visa if you're transiting through. So if you're coming from one country, and then you're going to another country after Shanghai or Beijing, you can stay now up to 144 hours without having to get a visa, which makes it super convenient. But you got to make sure you know all the rules before you try doing that. Otherwise, you'll just become in no man's land. You won't be allowed in. Yeah, there's Kobe steakhouses in every city in the world, I think. Yeah, Beijing, you know, there's fast trains, they're putting fast trains everywhere in China. China wants to be totally linked up with high-speed rail. all of their cities. They want all their cities to be linked up with high-speed rail. Vegetables, Okinawan vegetables. Wow. It's a beautiful day. These are similar to the wind lions that you'll see in some of the outer islands of Taiwan as well, these creatures here. And I'm not so much sure about their lore here in Okinawa. It's very clean here, absolutely. Japan is just always like this, no matter where. Yeah, there's the Pottery Street is around here as well. That's right. I haven't checked that out yet. I'll probably go to the castle. I'm going to have something to eat after I finish this scope and then go to the castle maybe. This is just going to be the tourist. This is just really not going to be a big exploratory trip. This is just going to be like a tourist trip. I rarely ever do trips like this. I've been to Tokyo and Kyoto. And I'll try to get back to Kyoto and Osaka this year, I hope. Yes, there's cute girls in Japan, yes. There's cute girls everywhere, though. Hi, Brazil. Hi, welcome. This is a very famous cheesecake shop of Japan, Pablo. I remember when they first came to Taiwan, there was a three-hour lineup to get cheesecakes. There's the ubiquitous purple sweet potato cheesecake. I'm very much taller than anybody else in Okinawa, yes. Woodbridge, New Jersey. Hello, welcome. Welcome to Japan. So this is a really great diving place here. They have taco rice here. Actually, it has some dishes kind of similar to Hawaii, but I think it's because some of it's from the American presence here. And you can see they sell Spam everywhere in the souvenir shops as well. They sell cans of Spam. Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello. Benny Imo. Okinawa purple sweet potato, which is awesome. Cool. Well, I'm going to try and get some Kit Kats, some purple sweet potato Kit Kats later. They have a description of all the fish here, but it's all in Japanese. Saltwater fish, yes. Your mom's from Taiwan, but you were born in Okinawa. Always wanted to see the island there. Well, you should come. Yeah, they have Spam here, yes. Just like in Hawaii. Tennessee, hello. It's one of my favorite states. Karaoke. No, I don't have any sort of diving certificate at all. I don't have any accreditation for diving. All I've ever done is snorkeling, but I've snorkeled in some pretty cool places, like Indonesia and Sri Lanka, but not diving, no. Sounds good. The tarts sound good. In Tahiti as well, is that right? Spam is popular in Tahiti. Hey, Michigan, hi. Let me know where you're watching from. I don't eat either one. I don't eat Canadian bacon or Spam or any meat. No, I'm not supposed to get any water in my eye right now. I had retinal detachment surgery, by the way. I don't have insurance at the moment, so I reached out and a lot of people helped me out. I'm almost there. I had to raise almost $5,000 to pay for my surgery. And all of those people contributed to me basically keeping my eyesight over the last couple of weeks. So I just want to really thank all you guys for supporting me. And if you still want to make a donation, there's two links in my Periscope profile. And you can donate either by PayPal or my crowdfunding funder. Either one would be great. I'm most grateful for anything. And you people really just helped me out big time. The doctors are excellent in Taiwan. They're very hardworking. They work harder than almost any other country. They do not have lavish lifestyles. They are paid well, but for the wages in the country. But they don't drive super fancy cars and live in big homes and stuff like that. They work hard, as do the nurses as well in Taiwan. And the healthcare is good, and they have a universal healthcare for people there. But the healthcare is pretty reasonable. If you have to pay for it comparatively to like Western countries. So I just want to again thank everybody for helping me out, because that was huge. And even if it was $5, you helped to keep my eyesight in my left eye. They're great doctors for sure. Springfield, Illinois, hi. Just let me know where you're watching from. Hello, Ian, hi. Virginia, hello. They don't golf every day, no. These guys work really hard, women and men, doctors. Great. I'm glad. Thanks for watching. I usually scope around Taiwan a lot, and as well as Southeast Asia. Last year I was in Thailand, Borneo. Where else was I? Geez, I forget now. Hanoi, Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, Kanto, Vietnam. Hello, North Carolina. Hi. So I travel around a lot around Southeast Asia, and I'm in East Asia as well. Northern California, hello. Franklin, Tennessee. I've been to Franklin before. That's a really lovely, lovely city, lovely town there. I stayed in Franklin one time. New Orleans, Florham Park, New Jersey. Hello, hello, Russia. Northern California, cool. Well, you know, I mean, that's a problem, you know. It's just a fact, you know, and people live lavish lifestyles. Everybody's got to support those lifestyles, right? It's unfortunately. How's the eye? It's getting better. Hello, Toronto. Tadaima. Dallas, Texas. Hi. Eye's getting better, yeah. But I have blurry vision in my left eye, but I have silicon in there to hold everything in place. So I think once the silicon comes out, my vision should probably get back to normal. I'm just here. I leave Thursday morning. It's a very short trip. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the prayers and support. I really do. Where to next? Taiwan, Taipei. I'll be back in Taipei Thursday. And then I'll be in central Taiwan next Monday and Tuesday. Hopefully I'll be bringing you some scopes there from a city I rarely go to, Taichung. And it's a big, big, nice city in central Taiwan. So I'm going to be going down there. I'm going to be at an old resort of Chiang Kai-shek, the Generalissimo. They do offer some different things. I haven't been to Starbucks here yet. I mean, I've been to Starbucks in Japan before, but I haven't been on this trip. But more or less, most of it's the same. Well, I do a lot of content creation and consulting, social media consulting. I'm working with somebody right now to help them start their podcast. I do two podcasts myself. I don't speak the local language, no. I don't speak Japanese, no. I speak a little bit of Chinese. This is a really cheap trip. I'll tell you exactly how much this trip cost. It was 6,000 NT, about $215 US for the airfare. And for 3 nights accommodation was $74 US. For 3 nights in a hostel. That's how much I paid. No, I don't. I look at TripAdvisor sometimes. We have TripAdvisor for. I have also. I'm a partner in a trekking company in Nepal. I'm supposed to be doing a trek in Nepal. I'm still wanting to host a trek in May up to Annapurna Base Camp. If you want to go with me, I'm taking a few people up to Annapurna Base Camp. If you want to come, I used to spend lots of money on travel. I've stayed when I was a media executive working. I used to stay in some very nice resorts and places. Yeah. I haven't stayed in a capsule hotel before. I almost was going to stay at one here, but I found a room instead. Taiwan is really reasonable to visit. Yeah. I have a YouTube channel as well. The link is in my Periscope profile if you want to follow me on YouTube. I'm mostly in Taiwan, but I've been living in Asia for 4 years now, over 4 years. Everything's very organized in Japan. You can see, just take a look. Aesthetically, you can just put your camera and hold it anywhere and you're going to get a nice shot because everything is all neat and orderly. And you just notice that about Japan right away as soon as you come here. And it's all very clean. Look at this. Everything is clean. Why did I make the move? Well, I was a burnt out media executive in Canada and I didn't want to do it anymore. I didn't want to live that life. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, but I've been doing this for a while. I appreciate that. So when I worked for a big entertainment company in Canada and so I was like in charge of sales for a radio network and radio stations. And I used to do fundraisers, and I would do trips, and I would broadcast live from different places. Like I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in 2009, and I raised $17,000 for the local orphans fund. on my climb, and I called on satellite radio from there and reported almost every day on my climb. I've been to Cuba a couple times, yeah. No, I carved my own path. My family's, I came from a single mom family. No money at all. No money at all. I'm going to try to get to the aquarium. And and I just got, I got tired of that life and I wanted to do something different. I've been traveling for a long time and I just wanted to come and live in Asia. It wasn't overnight though. It took me about a whole year to sort of, it was like baby steps to walk myself psychologically through separating myself, like deciding that I was going to leave Canada and plant myself in Asia and try to make a go of it here. So it wasn't like I just decided to do it. It was like, it was a process and I had to come here a couple times and get a feel for it and really feel like I wanted to make the move. And then I just, I didn't really have a choice. I just had to go with it because that's what my gut was telling me to do. My heart was telling me to do. I just didn't have much left to be an executive, and corporate life I was done with that in Canada. So I came and I started working for myself and doing stuff that I really wanted to do. You know, some people wait till retirement to do the things they want to do. And I thought, I might not live that long. I could, something could happen to me. And it's happened to people I know. I've been interviewed on those, on CTV and CBC before. Actually, if you go on Google. Well, it did, absolutely. I mean, I had some money that I could live off of at first, for sure. So if you Google my name and Kilimanjaro, you can see an old television interview of me. So I'm not making the story up. It's actually, it really happened. So you can see I was interviewed by Global TV in Vancouver when I did that climb. So that's kind of when it all started. And I got the bug, I think, to kind of be a travel broadcaster. So that's kind of the story there. So I don't know. I think you got to just do what you got to. You got to follow your heart. Too many people just take the same path, and it's okay to do that. It's safe, but sometimes you look back later on your life and you go, "Wow, I wish I had done that." And I don't have to look back on my life and go, "I wish I didn't try. I wish I had tried." So I think. Sometimes not everything is always right in place, but you have to sort of jump and take a chance. And you might as well fail at something that you like doing, right, than something that you don't like doing. It's true, isn't it? I mean, I think Jim Carrey said it one time, because he told us, Asia's relatively safe, in East Asia and Southeast Asia, yeah. I think Jim Carrey said that about his dad, because his dad wanted to be a comedian, and then he became an accountant instead, and he failed miserably as an accountant. And Jim Carrey thought that his dad should have just tried being a comedian, because if at least he failed, he would have been failed at something he did that he liked to do. So, I really believe that you got to follow your heart.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Are you part of a tourism board or a guide based in a city or town in East Asia, Southeast Asia, or South Asia, and would like to share your knowledge and insights into getting the most from your region? Contact me at john@fareastadventuretravel.com and let's talk. The Far East Adventure Travel Podcast relies on public support. Consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. Visit my Patreon page in the show notes to check out all the offers. Also, I'm guiding a small group on an amazing 14-day adventure to Annapurna Base Camp in Nepal this May. I am so looking forward to sharing this region with my fellow trekkers. If you want to find out more, visit the link also located in the show notes. That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, this is John Sabo. Safe travels and namaste.